from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh. Interesting.
With love, with respect. This is not about Jeff Swaim or Irv Smith Jr.
Anytime you have to start it with love, with respect, you know that that's not going to be the case.
Of
but okay.
All the shows in the station.
Yes.
This is the Eraser Phrase show.
Thank you.
We okay. like to say nice things about people just before we say nice things.
Great.
I don't like the way you characterized the Joey Cantillo 6 2/3 perfect game last night.
Okay.
Do we not remember Ryan Merritt?
I don't remember Ryan Merritt. Who is Ryan Merritt, Nick?
You mean the guy who helped get you to the World Series?
No, I don't remember that.
With a couple spot starts? Okay, 216-474-0092. Do you remember who Ryan Merritt is? Because if you don't, you weren't watching the damn playoffs.
What was like the big thing that he was known for?
Helped you win the Toronto series?
Okay, like the individual accomplishment that you want me to remember of Ryan Merritt.
Helping you win a playoff game by starting it and giving you quality innings when Trevor Bauer was playing with drones and Cookie Carrasco was on the IL.
You act like that was some like significant moment in Guardians history or something like that. It's not.
Yeah, it's
a perfect game would be. A no-hitter would be. Those are the kinds of things I would... A walk-off home run to win a playoff series... In game 5 or a game 7?
Okay.
I'm on board with that.
Name one from a recent World Series, a random guy
who is stepping in for Trevor Bauer.
So
it's not really front of mind. That's a footnote in the Guardians history.
So we
Thank
don't
you very much.
Remember Rajay Davis's home run.
I remember that.
But it was a walk-off.
Here's
they lost the game.
It was a significant moment because of what it meant and the stakes and because LeBron went nuts for it. That's the other reason.
That's the only reason you remember.
That's the other reason.
Because here's the thing.
Yes, Nick.
It was awesome last night. That is now, in fairness.
For six, it's not like he took it into the ninth.
It's not like he lost it in the second. Like, here's the thing. Once you get past the fifth inning, if you have a perfect game, it is an impressive feat whether you finish it off. There have been 24 in history.
Yes, they're hard to get. Yes.
24 in 130
Very
years
difficult.
Of baseball? No. I'm going to need you to go
a
back.
A less than 7-inning perfect game is not part of those 24.
I'm going to give you my word of the day calendar so you can find the requisite synonym to say properly describe what 24 perfect games in history is like. He wasn't on the path to a no-hitter, which we've had, I want to say, almost 2 a year in the history of baseball, which is still mighty rare. No, he was perfect for 6 2/3 innings.
But he didn't get it.
No, that's not the point. My point is you're poo-pooing it and acting like a lot of people go 6 2/3 innings that are perfect.
How many more of those 24 actually took it into the seventh inning, the eighth inning, the ninth inning, whatever the...
So it's only the ninth inning that works for
you. No. I'm just saying...
By the way, he was in the seventh inning because he went through 6 2/3.
Good point. Very good point.
Hold up,
the
Nick.
Eighth or the ninth. But like, how many beyond that like beyond the 24 that actually finished it off, did the same thing that Joey Cantillo did last night.
400.
Probably.
I'm pulling the number.
I mean, it's probably a bunch.
But
nobody remembers those 400.
A bunch? 400 across
400's
130,
a lot.
No, not in 130 years of baseball.
Do you remember those 400?
I know where you're going with this, you son
of a... So what's more memorable? A no-hitter? A no-hitter or a perfect game through 6 2/3?
Yeah,
because
Nick,
2 weeks ago, you made that argument, the stupidest argument I've heard on this radio for a while.
Yes. But
a perfect game through 6 2/3. Do you guys
understand? More impressive than a no-hitter?
Yes.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Do you understand?
What are you talking about?
You have no margin for error with a perfect game.
Yeah, but just 2.5 more innings to pitch.
The not
game
2.5,
is 2 1/3,
you D. I almost said the real word. I almost called Keith an unforgivable word.
You know you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No.
No, I pointed at both of you like I was casting a spell in Harry Potter.
If you pitch 6 2/3 a perfect ball, you would, after your career, you go around bragging about that rather than having a no-hitter?
That doesn't even make...
It's the greatest game.
Come on.
You could possibly pitch without honestly being perfect.
Are you kidding me?
No, actually, 8 2/3 would be better than that.
But, so, okay, once you get past the fifth inning, perfection is perfection.
Oh, my. No, that is just...
Yeah, no, literally, it is. Once you get past the fifth inning,
but he didn't finish it off, so it's not an accomplishment.
So people aren't going to remember this.
No, they're not.
Okay, because people who actually watched it...
Oh, my gosh.
How many things...
You're really going to remember the 6 2/3 of perfect from Joey Cantillo a year from now?
Specifically because it's Joey Cantillo, I will.
Nick would rather do 3 really awesome hours and 2 really crappy hours than just 5 really good hours.
That was bad math out of you. That was not
That's
even,
exactly what
no,
you just said.
No, no, no.
So if I have 9 straight strikes, okay, I have 9 straight strikes in bowling, and I go to the 10th frame.
Of course you're going to go to bowling.
Yes, of course, because I was a varsity letterman at bowling. Ooh. Thank you very much.
Ooh, in junior high?
No, at St. Ed's High School, a powerhouse.
Powerhouse,
an athletic
bowling.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about bowling, but it's an athletic powerhouse, and I got a letter.
Was when you were there.
Yes, thank you very much. And I was the anchor of the team. So if you roll 9 strikes in the first 9 frames, and you go to the 10th frame, and you throw a gutter ball, that's not an accomplishment.
You are remembering that story.
You lost out on 300.
You were remembering that story for the rest of your life.
Because I lost out on 300, not because I accomplished something.
No,
I'm not going to brag about my 258 or whatever it would turn into.
Dude, you will tell that story. You'll be the old man at Applebee's telling every young waitress, once you're old and divorced, you're going to tell every Applebee's waitress, the Cleveland Fives you're trying to pick up, you're going to tell them that story about how you chase greatness for 9 out of 10 frames. Don't even give me that nonsense. By the way, Dom on Twitter, Tribe fans bought Ryan Merritt's entire bridal shower registry during those playoffs. But
I
you know what?
Remember that.
When, he does remember Ryan Merritt.
I remember the ridiculousness of Guardians fans. This dude's a Major League Baseball player. And they're like, I'm going to give you a present.
Robert on Twitter, you ask yourself, why don't people like me? It's because you don't remember who Ryan Merritt is. Case settled. 216-474-0092.
You really think this was something noteworthy? You really do.
You really think it's nothing? Because I'm not saying it's much of it. I'm not saying it is
It wasn't a perfect game. It wasn't a no-hitter.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. That's how it works.
It wasn't somebody batting 400 or chasing down the home run record. He didn't finish it. There's a bunch of guys that pitch really, really well for 5 or 6 innings, and then they go on and they don't finish it off.
So you know what?
They just get lost in the ether.
The last guy to chase 400 seriously late in the season, we don't remember.
Because he didn't get 400.
Because he didn't get there. We don't remember that for, 60% of the season, Stephen Kwan was batting 400. We don't remember it. Because it didn't happen because he didn't get to 400. 216-474.
What he did at the beginning of the year is...
Can your voice get any higher than that? It just doesn't
have any meaning because he's batting like 230 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but no, the point is, up until July 15th, Stephen Kwan was flirting with 400. If you're going to tell me that people don't talk about that, like the almosts are all...
So this is an almost perfect game?
I don't know that I cope with that. Yeah. You got past the sixth inning. Do you understand how freaking hard? Like, no-hitters are impressive. I was a D 2 weeks ago because every time we have a no-hitter, people act...
Because it's more of an accomplishment than 6 2/3 of perfect game.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No, oh my. You have a margin of error in a no-hitter that you do not have in a perfect game. Perfect. Perfection. Flawless.
Right. And if he finished it off and he got a perfect game, that would be a significant accomplishment.
Yes, it would be. More than if
but
he
didn't do that.
Okay, but that's again, if it's not an all or nothing, Chris. We live in a country where you can choose to celebrate many things, not just hardline it like you're doing.
If his perfect game turned into a no-hitter because he walked somebody, that's more of an accomplishment.
So when Joey Cantillo is 50 years old and he's at Tribe Fest and he's got a punch and people go, "Joey, what's the best game you ever pitched?" And he's going to go, "I'm not going to tell you about it because it wasn't a full perfect game." And then he's going to spit in their face and walk off the mound. What's going
to
happen.
He would tell people about it, and they would probably laugh in his face.
The man is going to be...
Because that's a sad accomplishment. Because it's not
sad
really...
Sad accomplishment?
It's not really an accomplishment.
No.
Yes.
No, you can say it's not the same thing as a perfect game. I understand. We are in agreement. It's not a perfect game. But to say 6 2/3 perfect inning against major league hitting is a sad accomplishment?
It is.
You are huffing paint.
By major league baseball standards, it is a sad accomplishment. Yes.
That sad accomplishment is more than 90% of starting pitchers ever do in Major League Baseball.
Well, the ones that get the perfect games and the ones that get the no-hitters.
Yeah, the 24 that have come before.
We praise them and talk about them.
You know what, guys? Just so
that's
you know, the game didn't happen. As a matter of fact, it actually doesn't count as a win for the Guardians because while we're at it, they played the White Sox, who are straight booty cheeks. We've got 4 wins since the All-Star break.
He also allowed a run.
You know, okay.
Like if you look at his final stat line,
yes.
1 earned run.
Yes, and then Nick Sandlin came in and did what Nick Sandlin does. Sorry, Nick Sandlin, you caught a stray there. So, no. See, this is the thing. You did you watch last night?
Yes, I watched a little bit A little bit.
Oh, when did you start?
When I was done golfing.
Sixth inning? Seventh inning?
When I was done golfing.
When did you start?
I have no idea.
If you're like me, I started watching the game.
I was at the bar. It was on in the background. I was eating my chicken piccata.
So you weren't watching it. You were eating dinner.
What? You can't eat and watch TV at the same time?
So there was nobody else. You were shunning the world. You had like those glasses on. You had like the blinders that thoroughbreds use.
Wait a minute. Is that how you watch games at your house? Only with blinders on?
No. Eye contact. That's my rule.
Do not talk to me. Yeah. He's in the middle of a perfect game.
Yeah.
He's 3 innings away.
Why did you go?
I don't know.
They took our jobs on me.
I don't know.
83.3% of people voting yes. It is a noteworthy performance, and Chris Fedor is lost in the sauce, just like he was on the lack of momentum in sports.
Anytime I want authority on anything, I post a Twitter poll.
Yep.
Obviously.
Exactly. Thank you. We agree.
This is the way of the world in 2024.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I need people on my side. I need justification. Let's Twitter poll it.
I think, no, not justification. It is a dip in the toe in the waters of other people's opinions.
Uh-huh.
And I understand, you know, people don't like to lose. And I get that. It's tough to lose a Twitter poll. I think you're taking it very well. I can see you're a little rattled right now.
Yes,
but,
very.
You know, I just, it's okay. You've got this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think your career is going to overcome
Thanks.
This moment.
I appreciate
this
it.
This L.
Maybe.
That a Twitter poll handed you.
Hopefully. Hopefully I can overcome it. Hopefully I can move on and be the same person that I was before this poll existed.
I would hope you're a better person.
Mm.
Like, it's a teachable moment. Don't we have those?
That's well, some moment. People do. Not if you're the quarterback of the Browns.
I mean, it honestly, it's a pretty good transition, but it doesn't mean I want to take you up on it. As we continue to count my W's on the 6 2/3 perfect innings by Joey Cantillo. Can I tell you, by the way?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, when they sent him out there, it was the right move to send him out there. You had a perfect game going.
Yep.
One, I thought they should have had the pen going, though. Once I saw, because it actually isn't about Joey. Joey's not a very good contact pitcher. He's more of a, he's just at a point where he's got stuff, but he doesn't know how to control it. I thought you should have had the bullpen up because the ump in that inning took the top of the strike zone out. And he was kind of, what he was doing is he was kind of just bird dogging some off-speed stuff over the top and getting them to swing at it. And the second that the ump, on like two straight pitches, top, I can't remember if it was Ramos or the next batter. When they got to 2-0, I was like, Vody, Carl, come on, hook the young man up. And then
come get your guy.
And then sure enough, it was just a fielding alignment thing that led to the next hit. I think Jimenez was expecting a different pitch. I actually think they said that on the broadcast. It's not like my original thought.
Okay.
It was what was said on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that we got to like 2-1 or 1-1 on the, I was like, can you pull a mid-pitch here? But that's I kind of had a feeling this because he's for a controlled pitcher to go perfect for seven innings is one thing. For a guy who has been control all over the map in the big leagues and in the minors, but in the big leagues, you're playing with fire when they start to take away elements of your strike zone.
You know what else I don't like in life?
What's that?
Joint no-hitters being celebrated and joint perfect games being celebrated because it's not just by one person.
So you would not... By the way, of those 24 games, you realize a few of them are joint perfect games, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody went the distance.
Uh-huh.
So do you vet those out when you think about perfect games?
I just don't celebrate them with the same gusto.
They happened 50 years ago.
I don't,
how do you celebrate them?
I don't speak of them in the same glowing terms.
So you know
when
them.
I do speak of them here in 2024.
So you know them to such a degree that you can say,
well, yeah, of course I do. I read an almanac one time.
You know all 24 perfect games?
No chance.
I'll tell you, Ralph Franco can bite the dust here. He had somebody in there. He pitched 9 innings, but another guy came in and pitched a perfect 10th inning.
But I'd asterisk that bad boy.
On 360 pitches.
Yes.
But he didn't finish that game himself. Like a real coward.
Should have let his arm fall off.
I'm an American. We finish things in this country.
Hey, man.
So does Joey Cantillo then get credit for finishing off his own perfect game?
No, because he didn't go 9 innings.
Well, no, but by giving up a hit.
Huh.
Well, no. What do you? Oh, now I think we're onto it. What's more impressive to you? a combined perfect game
or
7 innings of perfect baseball by a starter. Now we're cooking with gas.
A combined perfect game because they did it to completion.
All right. Phrasing. Frank, welcome to the show, Frank.
Well, I was going to call and talk about Deshaun, but you guys have me going down a different road. So maybe you can help me settle an argument.
Okay.
It's related to, you know, what's the bigger accomplishment that you've been talking about. Way back in the day, I was on a team that went undefeated but did not make the playoffs. This was high school football.
Uh-huh.
My friend lost in the state championship the next year.
Ooh.
Now, I was undefeated, so my team is the last undefeated team that played in high school, while he is of the opinion they accomplished more because they lost in the state championship.
So did you lose in the playoffs, or did you just not advance to the playoffs?
So it was so long ago that we didn't even qualify for the playoffs.
Oh.
This was when only 4 teams were eligible to make it, and we did not qualify.
I think your undefeated record is...
That's right.
Because you took it as far as you could.
Right.
And you didn't lose. Yeah, I think that's right. Incredibly impressive.
By the way, did you guys get a playoff banner that year? How did you like celebrate the...
Listen to Rings culture over here.
Oh.
There was no celebration because we didn't make the playoffs. Now, the guys who were state runner-up, they certainly got banners. And
probably got a parade. I got a parade.
No parade for that. But it was celebrated. The undefeated season only celebrated by us who were seniors that year. So,
Frank, anyhow, we appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. By the way, the answer is the other team. Sorry, Frank.
Oh, what?
They made it to the championship game. Hey, what's better, having
his championship game like didn't exist in his world
because they didn't earn it.
What do you mean they didn't earn it? Because they had bad rules, they didn't earn it. They didn't lose
because people found them not worthy of making the playoffs.
Oh my god!
Sorry,
they need to be more undefeated. They need to. they need to change their qualifications. Then, if you say an undefeated team doesn't earn a playoff spot,
what kind of world are we in? Have a better margin of victory.
The BCS is better than that.
I'm just saying, have a better margin of victory. Oh. Schedule a tougher schedule.
Stats.
Yeah, play a heavier out of conference. Right. I remember
strength
this
of schedule.
Tom, real quick, buddy, what
50
you got
years
for us?
Ago, you know exactly what he was going through.
All right, I just want to say this about the perfect game no hitter thing. There have been 900. Perfect games lost in the sixth inning or later.
Mm.
There have been 324 no-hitters. That's all I have to say.
Huh?
Completely wrong about that.
You statted me there, Thomas. What can I say? Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. See, Thomas
stats. You're confusing regularity, right? How often it occurs with how hard a thing is to do. What is harder? To keep somebody, is a perfect game tougher than a no-hitter?
Yes.
Okay. So you said it like it was a dumb question. Of course
it was.
Because it's an obvious thing. All right. So at what point, where's the sliding scale where X amount of perfect innings is tougher than a no hitter in terms of margin for error?
9. The game is 9 innings. 9.
Rectangle Ron, I voted no. I was being hasty. I vote yes.
It was an accidental no. Don't lump me into that category.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.